guys are working on in the individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around helping. Like during the meetings we have just kind of guides there so you're not blocking them the lower cameras. Looks good. Yeah, looks good. Okay. And if you like when you get up to use the whiteboard, you might want to attach the little microphones to your belt or something. Okay, well I'm recording, so you are ready to go.
Welcome everybody. I'm Abby Benflaffer. You can call me Abby. Let's see. PowerPoint. That's not it. So this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. But should we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about this?
I think we'll get back to that, yeah.
We'll get to
just
that later.
My
name is Kiara and I'm the marketing expert.
Okay. I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista and I'm the industrial designer.
So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, and discuss. So our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user friendly. And to do this, we have to there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design of the thing. So, there it is. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So, throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So, we're going to try out our whiteboard. Draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
I think both.
Yeah.
His thoughts? We have to decide his thoughts a little bit.
Any volunteers? Does anyone know what they want to draw?
I think about it. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user-friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll draw.
A dolphin.
Yes.
It's like playing Pictionary.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't fit on that too. Yeah.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, they're smart and they're cute. And they like swimming. That's cool. Like
they're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent and I don't know. Binocular.
I don't know how intelligent that one looks.
Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. So, I don't know. I think it's cool the interaction that, or the things that, the reasons people seem to like, you know, they get, you know, people are sitting on the beach and they're like, oh, look, there's dolphins. It's kind of like, but they, you know, they jump around in the water and they're happy and they're mammals.
Anybody else want to draw their animal?
I suppose I can draw an animal.
It's a cat.
I don't know, they sleep all day. They're easy to draw.
Well, I had a cat as well, but I've got the spare one. Okay. I use the spare one. But it's harder to draw. The main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment and I like the way they run. And I used to do horse riding and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel sort of under their hand. I think that's pretty much it.
A pig. So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. What do you think? Yeah.
And furry?
Yeah. Well, like a cat.
Tactile.
Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. And we hope to sell this internationally.
Sorry, can you just say that? What are our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro, profit aim. 50 million. Yeah.
How many should we sell them?
Anyone mathematician?
2 million. And well, it's a profit, so the profit for each is 12 million.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do 4 million. It is a lot.
That's like 50%. I don't know what these mean because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or the buttons that you have?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too. I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you always know where your TV is, so you should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
You can push a button on your
TV.
You
have it for the portable
yeah.
phone. So
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So you should have a call button on your television to
yeah.
be able to find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a maybe a vibrating thing. I don't know, but something, because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case
yeah.
you're going to be, but if it has a sort of signal which isn't only sound, I don't know if it's expensive maybe.
I don't. Yeah, I mean.
Maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like, I mean, just I mean, like your phone even just has some.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
It can vibrate. It can light up and
yeah.
make noise and I don't know.
What if I had something like, just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base,
yeah.
you know, like a
portable yeah,
phone has
it.
A base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
because people just stick it on top of their TV, but when it's having a remote, it's not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah.
So.
That's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah.
in the couch. I don't know. It seems like though that would be hard because
yeah.
you're gonna be lazy.
Maybe
anyway.
We should design couches that have the remote control.
Yeah, so we
should
design just now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, you know, if you had a thing, a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would really
yeah.
make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
A thing, something like that. And
do you
thing
think it needs to be bigger to not lose or?
Bigger?
Not well. It needs
like
to be sort of
hand size.
Yeah, I don't think you need them.
Not huge, but
definitely not.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't.
No,
be.
Really.
Or like a light thing, you know. I don't know.
Like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or make it mobile so it runs around and goes, come find you.
Yeah.
That would be really. I'm sure we can do that for 25
I'll
years.
Okay. So what do we think this remote control should 5 minutes? That's what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons, because I hate
yeah,
that when
I
they
agree.
Have too many buttons.
Yeah,
button.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean I know it has
to
have
too
many functions, but like just have like 8,000 buttons. You never use half the time.
What if, it might be a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen? So it has less buttons, but it still has all the functions.
That would be cool.
Like the
yeah.
way mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like.
So you could like,
yeah.
Like if you have, I don't know, if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio, that you call it.
Select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So, like, if you had a...
But would you have the screen on the thing, or would you have it on the telly, transmitting the screen?
That's something we could decide.
I guess it would go together somehow? I don't know.
Because, I don't know if it's anything is expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly's
yeah.
already a screen, then you can sort of have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on
yeah.
the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But
I think
but yeah, for sure. Something like not it's not on the button but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
It's like you see those, you know, people thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things when like they have all these things at their house, you know, their entire house is so electronic and they have like this one master control that and it's like a hand.
turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of a screen.
Yeah.
It must be too expensive though. To, like,
but like mobile phones have screens.
Yeah,
like cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
And we have to remember our budget is $12.50 for to actually make the device.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's something to think about,
yeah.
And we will have to see how much that would be.
Well, we can find out probably on the internet how much it's. Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water.
Water resistant.
No, but it's. I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile.
Yeah.
Good tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat. Not.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip on it. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah,
We should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into, and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. The industrial design, what is it? It's going to be looking more into the working design, so I guess we'd be looking at about some of the things we discussed about screen and that sort of thing. What is the UI?
User. That's me.
Yeah, what does it say for me?
User interface.
User
design.
Interface. So it's going to be more technical. I guess maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical, like just the way it looks.
The working design.
Where.
The structure?
Yeah.
What is technical functions exactly?
I guess you'd have to find out.
It says on that email.
It was
it
in the
email.
Email. I just don't really write down what
it
line
said,
was.
It said,
what effect should the thing have? Should it have? Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, like.
And working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Alright. And how it works.
Okay.
And the ME, what's this? So we'll be working on the use of requirements.
Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.